Coach, congratulations. This has got to be special in a lot of ways, but what a tremendous performance today.
Well, I was really proud of our effort. That was the great thing. We just played extremely hard and extremely well the whole game, and never came down off the high of the first play. I mean, we kept that intensity level way up there.
You had said you had a great week of practice, coming into this one, and you bounced back from a tough one against Georgia. And I guess turnovers helped get this thing started, but just kind of talk about the mindset coming in, because it was very apparent these guys were ready to play.
Well, they were angry about last week. They didn't like it. Felt like we should have won the game, and no big talk about it, but they backed it up on the field of practice, and they practiced extremely well and got prepared to play this game and came out and played it. They didn't leave it on the practice field.
It was a very aggressive defensive plan by Bruce Fowler. Obviously worked extremely well. When you looked at the stats coming into this one, did you feel like South Carolina's offense was vulnerable to a lot of pressure?
Well, we didn't know if it was vulnerable, but we didn't want him sitting back there with the whole bunch of time, running intricate routes and stuff like that, having time to pick us apart. So we're going to try to get it out of his hand in a hurry, and he threw us a couple, I think, and, it worked. It also gave us a good start against the running game. We got some people with some penetration in there, and, we did a pretty good job on the running game, too.
It's a 60-minute game. How concerned were you in the second half? You get off to that big – in the second quarter, rather. You get up to that big lead, and then a couple of scoring opportunities kind of get away, and you sense Carolina kind of creeping back into it a little bit.
Well, we really don't think about that at the time. We're just trying to go to the next play and get that run. But it was a good response by our team. Defense played extremely well during that stretch and kept them out of the end zone, and allowed us to keep that momentum going into the halftime.
Talk about McKenzie goes all the way, and I know coming into the game, did you have plans to play both, and was it just a situation where McKenzie seemed to be on a good early roll, then you just go with that hot hand?
Well, we had the ability to play both. We were going to see how McKenzie did, and he did fantastically, and there was no need to put anybody else in there.
17-6 at the break, and the second half turned into kind of a defensive chess match for the most part. Was there a point in that second half where you started to think, okay, let's just not make any mistakes because Carolina's having difficulty, getting any points on us?
Well, you think that, but, you also have to be able to call things that are going to make you first downs. You just can't, run up the middle three times and punt, because sooner or later they'll get something going. But it probably ended up looking like that a little bit, and that's not a bad strategy if you come out ahead.
Your option worked very well today, it looked like.
It did. Coach Kane did a good job of adjusting at halftime. They switched defenses on us because we were running it fairly well in the first half, and then we just ran it out of a different set in the second half, and it worked great. Coach Kane did a great job making that adjustment.
John Gromos commented during that fourth quarter, in the situation where you have the ball and the lead and the clock's in your favor, McKenzie did a terrific job of doing all the little right clock management things, didn't he?
He did. He didn't run out of bounds when he made a first down. He stayed in bounds. He used as much clock for before they snapped the ball on the play clock every time. So, he's a smart kid. He's a competitor. He knows all that. He's been playing Madden PlayStation all the time.
What is it about these Vanderbilt teams in recent years that have the tendency to be able to go into hostile environments and get big wins? This is two or 3 years in a row now.
I don't know. I like it. But, our guys – have confidence that, I told the press afterwards that our guys want to win. They work hard to win. And, sometimes I think we get the labels, we don't care about winning and all that stuff. Heck, our guys work to win. They love to win, and they'll do anything they can. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But we're not afraid to go in and play other places.
You were in this situation last week, leading Georgia, coming out of the second half. Does the Georgia game come up in the halftime locker room?
Never a word mentioned.
Really?
No.
Got past that.
Sorry.
And moved on. No, it's all right. We're looking for things up here. Let me ask you the trite question, I guess. You've won a lot of games in your college coaching career. Where does this one rank for you?
this is my trite answer, somewhere near the top. You know, it's hard to rank them because all the situations that go along with them. But it's great to win under these circumstances. I think our team was challenged, and I was really pleased to see where we stepped up and accepted that challenge and came down here and won.
When did you start looking for the Gatorade bucket?
Well, I didn't know if this rated a Gatorade or not, but I was ready to take it. I didn't care.
They got you good with it, didn't they?
They got me good.
Coach, congratulations. Terrific
Thanks,
performance
Joe.
Today.